number 12, the last one for Director Sullivan.
Item number 12 is from the Director of Child Support Enforcement requesting authorization to enter into a contract with the YWCA of Greater Milwaukee to provide child support services to participants enrolled in the Supporting Families Through Work Transitional Jobs Program.
Thank you. Director Sullivan.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is another grant that Child Support Services has. This is a Department of Labor Transitional Jobs grant, and this is run through YWCA. We provide off-site paralegals who are essentially providing some of the same services that they would do here in the courthouse, but they do it off-site, again, getting us past some barriers that people have sometimes with coming in to deal with us with child support down on the first floor. But what they do is our off-site paralegals work with primarily non-custodial parents. They provide order modification services, arrears and interest adjustment. This particular grant is, as I mentioned, through the Department of Labor. It's a transitional jobs grant run by YWCA. And it's interesting in the sense that they're applying a scientific method to trying to get to the bottom of, A, if we provide these additional services to a participant, does it make a difference? Because what has been observed in other areas where there were subsidized jobs, and you hope that by getting somebody into a subsidized job that eventually you get to a long-term better outcome, the data didn't necessarily always demonstrate that. So there's this number of these Department of Labor transitional jobs grants that are going to be measured in terms of the scientific method, and when an applicant comes in, there's a randomization factor that's done at the triage point when somebody comes into the YWCA program. And if it's basically heads, then you get the regular set of supportive services that YWCA might offer you. And if it's tails, you get to be a participant in the Department of Labor Transitional Jobs grant program, by which we'll be taking 400-plus low-income fathers in Milwaukee County, and they'll be enrolled in a guaranteed job program for a period of time. It's a four-month guaranteed job at a subsidized rate of employment. They subsidize it at $10, so there's some job training that's going on there, and the difference between minimum wage and the $10 goes to their child support order. So we like the program because it means that we're able to get some of our folks who sometimes are in some difficult to collect orders, they're going to get some kind of a payment. That helps the families. It also helps our numbers a little bit. At 4 months, so there's an intake, there's a four-month, and then there's a sort of a graduation level. At intake, we go ahead and once you're in the program, we're going to forgive 25% of the interest that a participant has, the state interest on their child support order. At 4 months, the completion of the guaranteed job program, we're going to forgive an additional 50%. That's an incentive for people to stay in the program. And then if they're ultimately successfully placed in a long-term unsubsidized job, then we're going to go ahead and forgive the remaining interest, and we'll take a look at their arrears level based on state criteria. So we're providing an incentive. It's good for the families. It's good for us helping to bring up our numbers, and it's also going to ultimately provide data analysis of whether or not training in a transitional job like that actually leads to a long-term better outcome. And again, the positive for us is that we're actually paid for our off-site services there, and that's the $97,635 the Supervisor Jurczyk had identified there. And this is the first year of a three-year grant.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice and Supervisor Jurczyk.
Yeah, thank you. So the funds here go to staff support.
Yes.
To your department. The money you referred to as a salary supplement.
Oh, for the applicants, for the participants. So the YWCA has pulled together a number of different employers with some entry-level labor kinds of jobs that need to be done. And through the YWCA's grant funds, that is supplemented from the minimum wage up to 10, and that difference, the supplement amount, goes to pay the child support order.
And can you give us a sense of what the nature of the personnel numbers of FTEs, or you know, what does this fund in terms of numbers of individuals and time and from people in your
Yeah, we have a couple of off-site paralegals. At YWCA, we have paralegal is partly funded from the W-2 contract that we just discussed. So there'd be the same individuals off-site providing programming. This $97,000 would be not quite enough to support one full-time. So it goes to support a couple of different personnel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question. So let's say I'm an applicant, I make it to the top level, I get unsubsidized employment, you forgive me 100% of my interest. I work a job, and then no fault of my own, I lose that job, and I fall back into arrears. Does that person get charged additional interest outside of the interest that was forgiven? Will they go back into having interest in those arrears if they lost their job?
We're never going to go back, and I've assured YWCA of this as well. If we do make an adjustment in terms of arrears, we're never going to go ahead and reinstate that. If somebody gets out there and successfully completes the program, they get all of our incentive levels. They get our 25% that we're going to forgive upon enrollment. They're going to get our 50% at the end of the subsidized, and then get the remaining 25% upon being successfully placed. So at that point, we've got a success story. Somebody's their entire interest is gone. Any kind of back arrears, if you still have arrears and then you haven't successfully paid off your order within a year or two, whenever you end up losing your job, then interest would continue to accrue on that.
Supervisor Jersey.
On the other side of that coin, you're charging interest. Mom, on the other hand, is the one who wasn't getting the child support, and instead she's getting some payments through, is it W-2 and some other programs. When you forgive these arrears, is that in any way impacting mom's benefits?
Yeah, Supervisor, we have the ability to forgive state interest, which we will do, and anything that we can get people back on a payment track and get some current payments and help the non-custodial parent, we're going to do that. We do not have the authority to forgive money that's owed to the mom because that's a property right for her. We regularly have non-custodial parents, primarily moms, enter into stipulations by which they might even end up going ahead and forgiving some of the arrears, but we don't do that. We can forgive some state owed arrears. If there's money that's owed to the state, we can forgive some of that in addition to forgiving the interest, but that's only as to state arrears, and there are specific guidelines under in which cases we can do that.
So I think the answer is you're never impacting mom.
We do not forgive what's owed to mom. We can't.
Is there a motion?
No, ma'am.
I'll move.
Supervisor Jersey moves approval of item number 12. Any other further comments, concerns, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Jersey?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cigars?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. That item is approved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, members of the committee.